Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. Today is September 30th, 2021. It is the last day of September. Starting tomorrow, we will be in October, and it is going to be the Halloween season, so you'll probably expect to see more horror movie-related stuff on this podcast, or rather, hear more horror-related stuff on the podcast, as it so happens. But for today, I want to go over some of my more recent home video acquisitions, you know, on Blu-ray. I'm going to start with the recent Forever Purge. Now, for this one, I recently did a review on my blog. It's a written review that you can check out on Major Tom Movies, MajorTomsMovies.com. And I thought it was a pretty decent good time, despite the fact that it was fairly open, I mean, overhanded in terms of its political and social messaging, but it moves at a really quick pace. It's brutal, visceral, and quite frankly, a whole lot of fun, which is more than I could say for the original Purge, which was nothing more than a glorified home invasion thriller. It was not that great. So yeah, that's the Forever Purge. For bonus features, there's a deleted scene, alternate storyboard opening, collapsing the system behind the Forever Purge, creeptastic wardrobe. Honestly, these aren't the greatest special features. They don't even last half an hour in total, so it's kind of weak in terms of that, but the movie itself is just fine. And next up is The Forbidden Kingdom, which is with Jackie Chan and Jet Li. Now, initially, this movie was released back in 2008 by Lionsgate Studios. And I already had the movie on DVD, but I figure, you know what? It's time to upgrade to high definition, so I got the Blu-ray. And honestly, from a visual standpoint, it looks a lot better. And it sounds a lot better. But it's a fun little kung fu movie, you know. This is the first movie that Jackie Chan and Jet Li ever starred in, and honestly, it's the only movie that they ever starred in, which is a shame because those two actually work really well together. There's plenty of humor. The fight choreography is really good. The fight scene between Jet Li and Jackie Chan in the temple is outstanding. It's one of the best fight scenes in the entire movie. Now, it involves a kid from, I think it's New York, who's obsessed with kung fu movies. Because, why not? Eventually gets a hold of this golden staff, which transports him to a fantasy world version of China, where he runs into a drunken wanderer, played by Jackie Chan, named Lu Yan, who is actually immortal. And this kid discovers that the reason that he has this staff is that it has to go back to its original owner, which happens to be the Monkey King. Now, for some people who are familiar with Chinese folklore, the Monkey King is a character from an old folktale called Journey to the West. It was released back in the 16th century, and it was a huge story which spanned about 100 different chapters, but it was a massive journey. You know, these characters went up against other immortals, you know, some of these godlike beings, like the Jade Emperor, and then you had demons, ghosts, witches, all sorts of supernatural stuff. But yeah, the Forbidden Kingdom is very loosely based on that. But it's actually a lot of fun. There's a little bit of awkward humor here and there. But overall, for a movie that runs 104 minutes, it runs at a pretty good clip. And you're never really bored. And it's visually spectacular. And so yeah, it's worth checking out. And next up is F9, The Fast Saga. Now, to be honest, this is not a good movie. I saw this a couple months ago when it first came out, and ultimately I wasn't overly impressed with it. In fact, I thought it was actually pretty bad. So you're probably asking yourself, why did you pick up on Blu-ray then? I picked it up because, well, I've got all the other Fast and Furious movies, so I might as well complete the series, you know, and the Blu-ray comes with a director's cut, which is 6 minutes longer, and honestly, it's a waste of time, that version. Yeah, it's a ridiculous movie, and there's always a joke going around on the internet about where the crew would go, where Dom and his people would go, and a lot of people were joking, oh, they're going to take it to space. Well, guess where they went? To space. So, yeah, instead of jumping the shark, they went to space. That stars John Cena, you know, obviously Vin Diesel, Natalie Emmanuel, Jordana Brewster. And again, there's explanations for why a certain character returns, but they don't really explain how or why. And that's just a sign of really bad writing. I mean, it's ultimately a fun movie if you can turn your brain off. And you really have to shut your brain off because, you know, after the fifth movie, the series really started going off the rails. But, yeah, from a visual standpoint, it's a lot of fun if you like fast cars and crazy car stunts, then this will certainly do the job for you. And I was amazed at how much of that was actually done practically instead of digitally. There's a ton of CGI here, but a lot of the stunts are done for real, so I was actually surprised with that. But again, it's just ridiculous to the extreme. I mean, it was almost as ridiculous as the whole sequence with a submarine in the last movie. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, you people really need to kind of tone it down a few notches, because the original movie didn't really rely on anything more than being a street racing movie, and it was actually all the better for it. But after three movies, the franchise decided to become heist movies, and I think that was actually a better decision, because there's only so much you can do with a racing movie that's strictly about street racing. There are limits, but when you have when you throw in a heist, the possibilities open up tremendously, for better or for worse. So that's F9. Next up on the list is Wrath of Man, a film by Guy Ritchie. Now, some of you may know who Guy Ritchie is. This is the guy that directed the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr., but he's also responsible for some of the old British gangster movies like Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And he's also responsible for the live-action version of Aladdin, which is weird because this guy clearly has no experience in doing musicals. It's a really bizarre choice, and quite frankly, it was not a good movie to begin with. Well, let me take that back. The original animated Aladdin was good, but the live-action version wasn't. So, just to clarify things. Basically, this movie stars Jason Statham, and it's about a guy who's essentially out for revenge against the people who murdered his son during a heist that went wrong. And this is a very brutal movie. It's very dark. It's very violent. It's not the same kind of goofy, you know, it doesn't have the kind of sense of humor that a lot of other Guy Ritchie movies have. It's a very serious movie. But it's very unrelenting, and it's spectacular. So, I think it's worth checking out. But as far as special features go, this is a bare-bones disc. And I'm like, wow. And they're charging $20 for that? That's not worth that kind of money, to be honest. Not even a trailer. I honestly would have loved to have a commentary or some behind-the-scenes footage. But they don't even offer that. So, yeah, that disc is a waste. The movie's not a waste. It's a good movie. It's a very good movie. But, honestly, if you want to pick it up on DVD or Blu-ray, it's cheaper on DVD. So you just go ahead and check that version out, or just pick it up digitally on Amazon or whatever it's streaming on these days. So, there's that. And finally, we have Maximum Overdrive, the collector's series from Vestron Video by Lionsgate Studios. Now, I also did a review on this one about a week ago. Basically, Earth gets caught in the middle of the tail end of a comet that passes by, and all the machines come to life. You know, whether it's vending machines or trucks or cars or bridges. It's just absolutely batshit crazy. And this is regarded as one of the movies that came out during Stephen King's cocaine days. So you could definitely tell he was on drugs when watching this. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. I love it, and it's not a good movie. I mean, Emilio Estevez, as much as I like him as an actor, he was awful. Pat Hingle, who most people would recognize as Commissioner Gordon from Tim Burton's Batman movies, he plays the sleazy truck stop owner, and he's clearly having fun with it. But there are some scenes that are just absolutely bonkers. But yeah, that's Maximum Overdrive for you. It's got a lot of great special features, so definitely be on the lookout for that. But yeah, those are my more recent Blu-ray acquisitions. So I'll be doing this kind of content periodically whenever I pick up like four or more DVDs, because I want to share those with you. I want to kind of go over what they've got, the quality of their stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've got for you tonight. So tomorrow night I will be going to see Venom: Let There Be Carnage, which is the sequel to the 2018 Tom Hardy movie, which honestly wasn't bad. It wasn't the greatest movie. And it would have been just another generic film if it wasn't for Tom Hardy's performance as Eddie Brock. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this one. And October is going to be packed. There's already good things being said about some of the movies coming out, like Dune and the new James Bond. That one's I'm definitely looking forward to seeing, which is No Time to Die. And that's going to be Daniel Craig's last outing as James Bond. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for The Last Duel. I'm excited for Dune. And yeah, and then you roll into November with movies like Eternals. So that's pretty much all I've got for you tonight. So let me know in the comments what you think, if there are any other DVDs or Blu-rays or anything on digital that I should be looking at. Let me know in the comments again. But that's going to do it for me tonight. This is Major Tom signing off, and have a good night.